The Seeing Ear Theater at www.sci-fi.com is on the air. Live from the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City, the Sci-Fi Channel's Seeing Ear Theater presents an all-new sequel to Lucille Fletcher's classic radio play, Sorry Wrong Number. Jumping Niagara Falls is written by Brian Smith and George Czar and features Claire Bloom, Tim Jerome, and Anne Bobby.
I killed my wife. There, I said it. Well, I didn't actually kill her, but I did arrange for her to be killed. It was what I had to do. You know, the big leap. Each of us has to take it at some point or another during our lives. I took my leap in middle age to shake things up, to save myself from the trenches. I know what you're thinking. And no, I don't expect you to empathize with me. But try to understand. I had to dig myself out. Look, some people quit drinking. Some people have affairs or a baby. Some people change jobs, get divorced, become monks. Me? I had my wife killed. And it worked. For a little while, anyway. I quit my accounting job, too, after 25 years. Took up writing, just like a real bohemian. And I moved in with Phoebe. Phoebe. First time I saw her, she was a vision of innocence. She reminded me of when I was young. She was so full of youth, just bursting like a moist, fresh peach.
Hey, Gramps, you gonna get that or what? My face is full of cold cream.
Phoebe, I suppose if I hadn't been blinded by her girlish playfulness, her energy, if you know what I mean, if I had looked just a little closer, I would have seen my fresh peach had been sitting on the windowsill a few months.
Come on, Gramps, get off your wrinkled duff and answer the phone before they hang up.
Yes, yes, love, I have it. I was finishing your packing. I still had to. Hello, Stevenson residence.
Albert Stevenson?
Yes, yes.
Sergeant Duffy, Precinct 43. Am I catching at a bad time, Mr. Stevenson?
No. No, not at all, Sergeant. Is there any news? Do you have something? Like a lead?
No, Mr. Stevenson, no news. Last 6 months, we've been checking and double-checking every lead we could.
So, my wife's murder, we still don't...
Nothing, Mr. Stevenson. I'm sorry, but we have to put aside the investigation at the present time. The case will remain open, however.
Hey, Gramps, who is it?
If it's my mother, tell her to keep her false teeth in. We'll see her on the way back from our vacation, okay?
It's the police. Go wash that cream off your face. We need to be on the road as soon as I can get off the phone.
Mr. Stevenson?
No, one moment, Sergeant.
Hey, we get there when we get there, Gramps. It's a vacation, right? Our first vacation together, all alone. Ooh, your shoulders are so tight. Are you tense, Gramps?
Stop it, Phoebe.
Mr. Stevenson.
Oh, I'm going to loosen you up, baby. One little motor lodge after another, all the way up to Niagara Falls. How about I wear nothing but that mink coat you brought me?
Phoebe, I'm on the phone. Stop it.
Mr. Stevenson, are you still there?
No. Yes. I was just speaking to my cat. Get off me. Oh, of course I understand, Sergeant. I know you did everything you could. Sometimes there just aren't any answers, I suppose. But thank you, and goodbye. Phoebe, be a good girl for Daddy and get ready, please.
Hey, who are you ordering around, Gramps?
Please.
Just testing you.
Hello, Stevenson residence. Is anyone... Hello? Hello?
Who was that, Gramps?
No one. Must have been a wrong number.
Hey, it better cannot be another Dane.
Just get ready. We have to leave. Oh, I'll get it. Hello.
Oh, why?
Excuse me? Who am I speaking to?
Hey, that is my mother, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Hey, I'll tell that old broad that she's got some... What gives? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh, no. It's nothing. It's just some kids. A prank call, that's all. Are you ready? Come on. Let's get out of here, now. You have to keep chewing that gum, Phoebe. I'm trying to drive. It's distracting.
Don't be such a wet blanket, Grampy. I'm excited, that's all. Oh, you and me. I mean, we're finally going to Niagara Falls. You know, it's the most romantic spot in the world.
Well, it's true, statistically speaking.
Uh-huh. More people get engaged and married at Niagara Falls than anywhere else in the whole world, period. Ain't it grand, Gramps?
We've only been dating for 6 months.
Oh, you're such an old fuddy-duddy. Look at you. You could be my grandfather. You should be jumping at the chance to get hitched. Right. Sex every night. And at your age, imagine. Oh, Grampy, are you blushing?
Me? No, I'm not. It's just that I'm practical And you have to keep calling me Gramps all the time.
Oh, you're old-fashioned. You gotta take chances.
I'm cautious.
You're too stuffy.
I'm careful.
Well, you can't have no fun being careful. Say, Gramps, would you go over the falls for me?
Excuse me?
Well, you know, in a barrel or an inner tube or something, would you go over the falls for
me? I hardly think that would prove anything.
Well, you got a point, Grampy. Maybe we could get nailed shut inside a barrel together, real close, huh? Yeah. Now, depending how long it takes to go over the falls, you and I... Oh, look! It's an ice cream place, exit 23. Come on, let's stop.
Oh, I don't know. We're already so late.
Oh, Grampy, please. Oh, I'd love a banana split right now with hot fudge dripping all over it and whipped cream smeared on top.
We just got started driving. Let's get a little closer first.
Please, please, pretty please. It's probably got a little window we can stay in the car in order. I'll let you lick my whipped cream.
We're not stopping, Phoebe. Besides, you've already had ice cream today.
That was this morning. Stop. Please.
No.
Stop.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm putting my foot down.
Welcome to Jack's Ice Cream Shack. May I take your order, sir?
Gramps was putting his foot down, and now he's got to clean it off. So I'll order first. You got strawberry?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, a banana split with strawberry ice cream and hot fudge and with... cream so Gramps can lick it off.
Yes, ma'am.
Now your turn, Grampy.
Do you have coffee?
Yes, Albert, we have coffee.
Good.
Hey, Gramps, you ordering or what? You were the one in the big rush.
I know what you did, Albert, but I don't know why.
So come on, give the man your order, Gramps. Don't just sit there.
That's right, Albert. Why don't you speak up? Nice young girl. How old is she? 17?
18. She's 18.
Now you want a number 18, mister? Sure thing. Here are some napkins. You can pay for your order and pick it up at the next window. Mister? Your napkins?
I dabbled in psychology during my college years. Advanced psych, abnormal psych. And I remembered that guilt could manifest itself in any number of ways. even as a soda jerk at Jack's Ice Cream Shack, I suppose. But the thing was, I wasn't guilty. I mean, I didn't feel guilty. It's strange. I chalked up my vision to a healthy imagination, to my writerly self shining through.
I'm bored, Gramps. Are we almost there yet? You know, it's getting late, and maybe we should stop for the night. You know, one of those ritzy joints you're always promising me. Grampy, what's going on? You all right? Look at you. You're grabbing the steering wheel like you're hanging off a 10-story building. Oh, I gotcha. I know something that might cheer you up. What if I just scoot over and do this? How does that feel, huh?
Stop it.
Oh, now you're talking again, Gramps? I guess you like what I'm doing. How about this? Does this feel nice?
Stop it.
Oh.
I'm not in the mood.
Oh, how about this?
Just
better?
Just leave me alone. Please, can't you just be quiet for a bit? I need to think. Just a little peace and quiet, please.
Oh, hey. I just got a brainwave. How about some music? That'll pep things up. I'll turn on the radio. Oh, beat me, Daddy. A to the bar. I love this. Well, it makes you feel like dancing, don't it, Grant?
Just turn it down, please.
Oh, no, it ain't no fun turned down. Look, I'll change it. You know, maybe I can find Jack Benny or something.
So, what do you believe were his motives in arranging for your murder?
None. Nothing. There weren't any motives.
Were you a good wife? Were you faithful and decent?
Yes, of course I was. I cared for my dear Albert every day. I made dinners for him. Meatloaf was his favorite. I made it Thursday nights. I did everything for him. Till I became sick.
There's got to be some Jack Benny somewhere.
Wait. Stephen,
turn it down. Loud, soft, back, forward, make up your mind. I thought you hated that music.
Not the music. The interview with that woman.
What woman? What are you talking about? Here. This is the station I was on. It looks like it's the only one we can get around here anyway. Everything else is full of static.
Stop it, Phoebe. I'm serious. You had it on another station. It sounded like an interview. Like they were interviewing... Like they were interviewing...
Who? Gramps, I know you're getting up there in years, but you're not old enough to be hearing things yet. I mean, maybe next year, but...
Shut up. Let go of that radio knob. I'll find it.
Hey! Watch out where you're driving. Take it easy, okay? I'll dial the radio. You just watch the highway.
Do it. Do what you did before, and stop when I tell you to.
Oh.
There.
In your heart of hearts, do you believe he loved you?
Yeah, you hear that?
Of course he did. What kind of question is that?
Static?
I was married to Albert before.
Yes, sure, I hear the static.
No, listen!
And did you love him? Were you in love with your husband, Mrs. Stevenson?
Yes, I suppose I was.
Mrs. Stevenson?
It was one of those romances, you know, we met when we were in high school.
What is this? What's going on?
Look where you're driving, Gramps.
You don't
you're
hear that?
You're scaring me. What? Hear what?
Shut it off.
But Gramps, this
shut
not...
it off, damn it. I stared ahead at the oncoming lights in the opposite lane and thought about how easy it would be to turn the car sharply to the left and make the ghosts stop. She was wrong. It wasn't a math class where we met. It was biology. We were lab partners. And I loved her then. Her sense of humor. I really did. And she loved me too, I think.
What's your problem, Grumpy, huh? Got the heebie-jeebies or something? Wait a second. You said Mrs. Stevenson. Who's that, your mother?
My wife.
Your wife's dead, Gramps.
Yes, she is.
I'm sorry. I guess you still kind of miss her, don't you? Look, don't think I don't notice things. You've been grouchy since you got off the phone with the cops. They still didn't find the guy who killed her, huh? It's a tough break. But you got me, Grampy. I make you happy, right? That's why we're going to Niagara Falls. To make the past go away, to have a good time.
Yeah. Well, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I need more coffee. That's all. I'm sleepy. It was a tense day. It's nothing. I'll be okay. We'll be okay.
Well, why don't we just stop for the night instead, huh? I could rub that knot out of your shoulders, and maybe a little lower if you're a good boy, huh?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, I feel it. Stiff as a board. Oh, my poor sweet Gramps is so old and natty. Am I too heavy sitting on your back, huh? Is my mink coat getting you itchy?
No, it feels nice. Bed's comfortable, too.
Oh, you think the springs will hold up? Things could get a little bouncy.
The springs will hold up better than I will. God. Look at you. The vitality of youth. Where do you get your energy from, Phoebe?
You. From you, Grampy, see? I get my energy from your shoulder blades here. And your forearms here. And the way they bulge in my hands and your smell.
Oh, wait. Wait. Don't answer it. It might be...
Who? Who knows we're here? We have to answer it. It could be the manager with all those pillows we ordered.
No. Don't answer it.
Who do you think it is, Gramps? Your dead wife?
Let's go. We can't stay here. We have to get out of here now.
But, Gramps, we're all comfy, cozy in bed. I'm not even dressed.
Well, then put your clothes on. We're leaving.
It's 2 a.m. Hey, this is nuts. I'm answering the phone.
No.
Hello, is this Grampy's dead wife?
No.
They hung up. Jerks.
Please, baby. Let's go. No.
I'll tell you, if that's your wife, she's sure one hell of a nag for somebody who's dead.
That's not funny, Phoebe! Come on, let's leave. Now!
How much longer are you gonna drive, Grampy? My neck's getting sore in this car seat.
Stretch out the back seat.
Oh, come on. How much longer?
I don't know.
Well, I got a tinkle.
You went at the last stop.
That was 3 hours ago.
Well, you can hold it for a little longer.
Well, suit yourself, Gramps. It's your upholstery. You running on empty yet?
Not quite. We've got a couple of gallons left.
You ever gonna stop for gas?
Not yet.
Well, if you're wrong, I'm not getting out and pushing. And I still have to tinkle.
Okay. Just be quick.
Sure. So you planning on stopping at the next exit, or do I have to jump out?
There it is. The white door at the back of the gas station. I'll fill up. I'll wait here by the gas pump.
Sure. Just let me out of here.
Come on. Can I get some service here? Is there anybody working the pump?
Keep your shirt on, Buster. Keep your shirt on. Everybody's in a rush. What'll it be?
About time, isn't it? Fill her up.
And do you want me to check your oil, too?
Oh, you. Not again.
Always, Albert.
Oh, stop it. Just leave me alone. Get away from me, or I'll...
Oh, you'll what? You already murdered me once. How about your windows? They look like they need a good cleaning.
Oh, my God. I'm hallucinating. You're not real.
Of course I am. Here. Feel me, love.
No, no. Get away from the car. Oh, God. Oh, you're clammy.
Dead people generally are, Albert. You're kind of clammy yourself.
Oh, Phoebe's right. You're a nag. You were a nag in life. You're a nag now. What do you want from me?
Answers, justice, revenge. I loved you, Albert. I believed in you. I trusted you.
I'm sorry. Is that what you want? You want me to say I'm sorry?
Well, that would help if you believed it. I want to be with you again. Oh. I want you to send that 17-year-old girl away.
18? She's 18. And you're dead. Do you hear me? Oh, God, listen to me. Arguing with a ghost. Look at you. What kind of a ghost are you, anyway? I mean, you're a gas station attendant.
Oh, don't be mean to me, Albert, please. Here, look at what they did to me. It hurts so much.
She unbuttoned her blouse, and there, directly above her left breast, was a 3-inch gash open to her heart. A trickle of blood seeped out, staining her white blouse red. But her heart didn't beat. It just lay there, staring back at me, motionless, dead.
Phoebe! Phoebe!
Will you be paying for your gas with exact change?
Oh, my God.
Albert, dear, you didn't pay for the gas!
Phoebe! Oh, finally. Get in the car.
Come, not on your life, Gramps. I'm hungry. I'm getting something to eat.
You have to pay, Albert. You can't leave without paying.
Get in the car now. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, really? What?
Get in the car and I'll tell you. Look, Phoebe, I'll ask you what you've been wanting me to ask you.
What's that?
Something special. Just get in the car.
Albert, dear, you still have to pay.
Ask me now, Gramps.
Later, when we get to Niagara Falls. I promise.
Oh, you promised. I heard you. Hey, Grampy, did you pay for the gas? Why is the gas station guy... Grampy, watch out!
I gotcha! Shut her up.
You hit him! You ran right over him!
Him? What do you mean, him? Her! It was her!
No! You hit him on purpose, oh God! I think he's dead! Oh God! Let me out!
Him? Her? I didn't know then. How could I have known it wasn't her? It looked like her. It talked like her. It even wanted money just like her. After a while, Phoebe stopped screaming. Then she started crying. That went on for a couple of hours. All right.
You hit him on purpose, didn't you, Gramps?
Well, truth is, I was revving up the engine for you, Phoebe.
Oh, come on.
No, really. You said I was old, that I didn't take chances. I figured I'd take you on a speedy little joyride, and I'd start out by zooming out of the gas station without paying. You know, sort of tough, like fellas your age.
Puff, Grampy, I sort of like you that way.
If it makes you feel any better. I saw that gas station attendant get up again.
Really? You're not pulling my leg,
Grampy, to make me forget what you did?
Oh, in the rearview mirror. I saw him stand up and dust himself off. Honestly, and that's why I didn't go back. He seemed good as new, thank goodness.
Yeah. But still, I never seen nobody get hit by a car before, and my first time it had to be you doing the hitting. You gonna call the police?
Police? Who said anything about, I don't see the need, Phoebe, do you? And that fellow wasn't even hurt. Besides, it would get in the way of our plans. It would delay the two of us getting to Niagara Falls. Well, I wouldn't be able to ask you a certain question.
Like you promised.
That's right. So, let's just continue with our trip. There. You feel better?
A little. Yeah.
Thank goodness Phoebe was a sucker for a white picket fence, two cars, and a garage. I was glad. I needed her. The comfort of her to keep me sane. The night passed by slowly. And the sunrise was beautiful. And I thought about the falls, about the amount of water there, and what it might feel like to move with that much force behind me, to drift, to float, and then plummet over the falls, feeling the water rip through me, tearing me apart, cleansing me. I was safe for a time. No more ghosts or goblins. I rocked back and forth, leaning over the steering wheel, watching the miles of asphalt and the straight yellow lines slide beneath the car. And like a chant, I told myself over and over that she wasn't real, that she no longer existed, that she was make-believe. Not real. Not real. Not real. And it worked. At least during the daylight. Phoebe? Phoebe, you awake?
No.
Well, you should be. Look at the sunset. You can see the big old harvest moon. Look behind you.
Yeah, it's great.
You didn't even look. Come on, Phoebe. It's so orange. Like a giant pumpkin. like a giant pumpkin lighting our way to the falls. Just like... Oh, God.
Watch out! Jesus! Grampy, you nuts! What were you doing?
It was her again. You didn't see her?
No.
She was right there, in the middle of the road, standing there.
There's nobody there, Grampy. You need help. You need a doctor. Oh,
God, she's still there. She's still behind us. Oh. No, no. She's turning around. She's coming towards us.
Albert?
Do you see her?
Oh, my God. I gotta get out.
What? No.
No. Let go of me.
No, don't you leave me, please. Ouch! You bit me.
Take your hands off me.
You can't leave. You can't.
You're hurting me. Ow!
Albert. Albert.
It's her. Look at her. There. Don't you see her?
You're hurting my neck, Uncle. Oh, I can't.
Look at her. Tell me you see her. She's clear as day, walking towards us, the white blouse. You see it? There's a big red blood stain on her chest. Don't you see her? Tell me you see her.
I see her.
You do.
I can't breathe. Grampy, wait.
I have to kill her. End this once and for all. And I did. I ran her down again and again. And each time she seemed to die, or at least disappear and leave me alone.
But she was there, popping up. Every moment, running her over, it was like waving your hands through beams of light on a summer day and watching them scatter for a moment. But then, when you'd move your hand aside, there they were, back again, unchanged.
Gramps, are you listening to me?
What?
There's nobody there. Gramps, there's nobody on the highway.
She was there. She was there. There. There she is again. Right there, laughing at me.
Grampy, listen to me. Your wife's dead. She's dead. You buried her. Don't you understand?
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing? Why are you turning around? Niagara Falls is the other way. Where are we going?
Back home. I have to see if she's still there.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about? Oh, no. Oh, no, please. Grandpa, please.
I have to see. Stop pulling and I'll let you go. You can't run very far anyway.
All right, all right. You don't have to drag me.
There. All right, now. Now follow me. If you don't want to get lost. The grave is... The grave is over here.
This place gives me the creeps. I hate bone yards.
You don't have to whisper. They're all dead. Here it is.
This is your wife, Grampy? Mrs. Leona Stevenson, beloved wife and friend. Well, there she is. The grass is growing in, right? That must mean she's still down there, right?
Hmm.
Now we can go home, right?
I got a shovel from the trunk. And I started to dig.
Wait, are you kidding, Gramps?
It was hard work. 6 feet of packed dirt. I was old, soft, out of shape.
You can't! It's not right!
It was almost morning. The pre-dawn dew hung on the blades of grass, suspended there, until I brought the sharp blade of the shovel down, each blow obliterating grass and earth and water.
Stop it! It's not right what you're doing!
As I dug, I began to think about the funeral service and the last time I'd been standing there, looking down into an empty hole as the pallbearers laid the casket in the ground. I remember that I cried when the reverend spoke. I can no longer remember why. It took me the better part of 2 hours to reach the casket.
Stop it! I'll call the police if you don't stop!
You do anything so foolish, and I'll...
What? What, you kill me? Oh, no. Oh, no, you... You did it! You killed your wife!
That's correct, Phoebe. Making sure she's still dead.
Oh, God!
Her eyes. They're open.
Shutting. Shut them there.
She's staring at me. Look at her. Her eyes. They weren't open when she was buried. Everything else is the same. Exactly the same. Phoebe, look at her.
Oh, please stop. Make it stop. Please.
She's staring at me. She's looking right through me. Oh, God. Did you see that? When I moved just now, her eyes followed me. Stop it. You see that? There. They just moved again. No, I won't let you do this to me. Where's my shovel? Stop staring at me. Stop staring!
Grampy, no!
Stop staring at me!
No! No, Grampy,
stop staring at me! How do you like that? Now,
Now try to look at me. You can't. You can't stare at me anymore.
I detached her head from the rest of her body. And I propped it up on the passenger seat in the car. Phoebe? Well, I left her standing in the cemetery. It was all for the best, anyway. I imagined she'd eventually tell the police everything. But it didn't matter. Nothing else mattered, except finishing the trip to Niagara Falls. One final resting place for my wife. But it wasn't to be. She didn't want to go.
Albert? Albert?
No, you can't.
Albert, where are you taking me? I can't see. Why can't I see?
No.
Albert? Are we going home? Albert, I want to go home.
No!
We're losing him. What's his blood pressure?
It's dropping. Zero. I can't get a pulse. He stopped breathing.
That's me there on the operating table. These good doctors don't care what I did to my wife. They're trying to save me.
Bag him. I'm injecting adrenaline into his heart.
One, two, three. Breathe. No response. One, two, three, breathe.
But it won't work. I'm gone. To itsy bitsy pieces. And my wife? Oh, she's here too. She's always here.
Albert, love, come to dinner. Your food's getting cold.
Yes, dear. Oh, one more thing, though, for those of you considering the big change in your life. You know, the big leap. The big leap. My advice, don't. Better to live in the trenches, blindfolded. Or if you insist, at least find an easier way to take that big leap than jumping something as steep as Niagara Falls.
Jumping Niagara Falls is written by Brian Smith and Joel Zahn and directed by Brian Smith. Our show featured Tim Jerome as Mr. Elbert Stevenson, Ann Bobby as Phoebe, and Claire Bloom as Mrs. Elbert Stevenson. Also heard were Todd Cummings, Rebecca Nice, Dick Rodstein, and George Zahn. Jumping Niagara Falls was produced by Brian Smith, associate producer George Zahn. Live Foley sound effects by Sue Zizza and David Shin. Pre-recorded sound effects and tape ops by John Colucci. And sound engineering by Jane Pippett, Miles Smith, and Ed Haber. Original music composed and performed by Ohad Talmor. Your program announcer is George Zahn. Please visit the Sci-Fi Channel Seeing Ear Theater on the World Wide Web at www.sci-fi.com/SET for more amazing tales of suspense, science fiction, and fantasy.